Austin, why isn't you saying it like Austin? Austin, up there.
I know I pushed to do it multiple times, but you gotta do it right.
Yeah, Joey started the...
There was a... Have you ever been to the Treasury, that bar?
Yes.
They had their bathrooms, instead of bathroom, it says deposits on it. The whole time I was like, gotta make a run to the bank. Poop.
Get it?
You pooped at the Treasury?
No, I didn't poop at it.
These are the jokes
I went to
when the mayor's on.
Why not, dude? She's not the mayor yet.
That's
a good question.
We could ask her if she would poop
at
the
Treasury. Knows this more than anybody. Everybody poops.
Yeah, if she's cool, she would, dude.
Yeah.
You gotta go.
I'm not gonna like talk about her juicy ass tits or something.
Whoa.
I'm just joking.
What?
I said I'm not.
You've been stalking her Instagram a little bit too much, dude.
I said I'm not going to.
Wait, Jake's gonna fight you in the parking lot.
Jake's
not gonna be on that episode.
I know, but
he's
Jake's
her bodyguard.
He works for her.
There was somebody like that started following the page that I think is like her like intern or something. I don't know. Certain people are starting to like follow our page.
So I guess I got to ask y'all a couple questions before we go into the episode.
Okay.
What did y'all do for the eclipse?
I worked, but I saw the eclipse.
I sat in my front yard with Lena.
I went to the park by my house and I sacrificed some pace to the sun god.
Ooh.
Yeah, I was at Sandy's. There was like Sandy's was apparently like a spot to go check out the eclipse because a bunch of people pulled up to
really?
Like yeah, it was weird.
Oh
was
yeah,
like,
man,
what
you gotta
the fuck?
Sit in sideways.
Like they were like yeah, we can kind of see it here. I was like,
oh, they were
the
like looking for a break in the clouds.
We're looking for a spot.
Yeah,
like, they're like driving around Auditorium Shores. I guess a bunch of people were at Auditorium.
Well, they had the corn. They had the eclipse corn dogs there, and it was just a corn dog. Like
Sandy's didn't do any promotional eclipse.
It was a secret menu item.
They already do the cone dipped ice cream.
No, it was the corn dog that had a hole in it. And you could look.
I had a corn dog while I was there. It wasn't.
You
weird.
Didn't. You didn't say it. You got to say
the. I want the eclipse dog.
I want that eclipse dog.
I don't know the code word.
Yeah.
I want to get eclipse.
The eclipse dog. Dog.
Okay.
What's the name of the first eclipse record?
So
Hell
I
have
yeah.
No Fury.
Sandy's. I could kind of see it. Could y'all see it?
I mean, it popped out of the clouds a couple times, you know. And
I had to pop off the glasses, to be honest. I was like, I know it's not time, but like, I can't see this shit.
Well, it's cool. Yeah, I was raw dogging it for sure. I had the glasses. But
actually, I couldn't see it with the glasses either, so I was kind of raw dogging it too.
Yeah, I was like, I was going in between my fingers.
I was hoping to survive, you know. Yeah. I was thinking, man, this is a tough call.
Did you see that the Google searches for, like, why do my eyes hurt spiked after the eclipse?
Oh, man, hell yeah, because there's
so
a whole bunch
dude.
Of Mexican squinting.
They literally did a whole campaign warning people about not opening their eyes or looking at the sun.
Remember
well,
when
we did
Trump
it.
Looked at the eclipse?
Yeah, yeah, we did the same thing. We were like, Trump's one of us. Enough. He's like one of us. He's like, he's a human.
I mean, one of you. One of me.
Yeah.
One of you,
I'm
I guess.
Talking about
yeah.
your homeboy, dude.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the prince who ate at fucking the barbecue. Barbecue place. He's just a
show him your
being.
Feet. You got those Trump ones on, right?
Yeah, we all know you won't vote for Joe.
When's Trump coming out the new
first
Crocs?
Of all, me and Sleepy Joe went to high school together, so don't you fucking drop no
they
fucking shame on
ice
me.
Cream.
Yeah,
you ain't gonna worry about me and Sleepy Joe.
Ice cream sandwiches,
custards.
We clicked up, yeah. Me and Sleepy Joe. All right. This. Wow. So did y'all? Were you? Just a little bit. Underwhelmed by the eclipse, like the world didn't end. There's no rapture.
What do you want to do when you wake up and there's like a cloudy day and there's an eclipse supposed to happen?
The laser didn't come and start Hawaii back on fire.
Whoa, that what?
So get this. Well, a lot of people, you know, like they did like altars and sacrifices and things.
I had to go on Mount Bonilla waiting for y'all.
My mom called me at 8 a.m. the eclipse day. Goes, Joey, I just want to apologize. For how I treated you as a child. They go, Mom, shut the fuck. Every time I see my mom, she wants to tell me how bad my child is. Like, I know. We don't have to talk about it.
Well, she
you're
feels
a bad,
bad
mom.
About it.
No, she was. This is the thing.
She thought the world was
ending. She called me because she thought she was going to get sucked up in heaven. Yeah. And she knows I meditate. So she thinks.
Goodbye.
So she was saying her goodbye.
She knows that you hex her in your prayers. So. He's got to.
You know what? If anybody's going to heaven, it's me. My mom is staying
yes,
left
it.
Behind, seven, still
and
behind.
Then, and then I went down a wormhole of all the left behinds. There's a lot. Damn. Kevin Sorbo directed one.
Oh.
Hercules.
The Hercules. Because okay. I guess he's like a religious nun. And I think.
Kirk Cameron?
There's Kara Cameron did like six of them, I think. There's like the world at world
left behind nine. He'll be back a grade.
Isn't there an eclipse in Apocalypto?
I think Tim Allen's coming out with his Left Behind.
Oh,
yeah.
Look, Apocalypto is a fucking good movie.
It is. Mel Gibson.
They stopped killing because of the eclipse.
Who directed that?
Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I felt like the eclipse had like Purge vibes.
It did.
I was thinking that too.
People were freaking out. They're like, I saw somebody crash into a street sign. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
I was hoping that like all the cell phones would die, all the cameras would stop working,
all
so I can go ransack
weird.
To shut
like
down library.
The bird, my cat was acting kind of weird, but she was just
immediately
like,
all the birds were like, "What the fuck is happening? Why is it?"
The birds were freaking out at Cenote.
Yeah,
I will say the grackles didn't do anything. They were just staring at the sun, like
rolling their cigarettes,
doing
their thing, setting up their vendors market, you know, getting ready for the weekend.
Craig, you come and recharge. This is like
rolling cigarettes.
Yep.
Well, yeah, Eclipse was not as eventful, but the Eclipse Fest and all of the festivals, Utopia and all that stuff, did that stuff get canceled?
I heard Utopia went cool. I heard nothing went wrong with Utopia.
I heard Eclipse Fest was like a shit show.
See, that's what I heard, but then
I talked to my homeboy that went.
I think what it was, because it's in Burn It, this is by my mom's house, and there's like 40,000 people, so it was just all the local. My mom was like, they're dressed up really weird. I go, yeah, Mom, that's what they do at festivals. They dress weird. She's like, yeah, but they were really weird.
I think the organizers and the locals were having a hard time.
Yeah.
But everybody I talked to who went to the festival, they were just on a lot of drugs and having the best time of their lives.
Okay.
Well, Burn It's a town that never wants to change. So, like, Marble Falls, like, where my mom's at, like, right beside each other.
Yeah.
And Marble Falls, like, any new business, we'll have, like, a movie theater. They're opening a Target. Always, like, it's doubled the size since I've left.
Yeah.
Burn It, it's like, nope. They shut it down every time.
Yeah,
they don't want a Walmart. They don't want it. Yeah. They want to stay the same. So this festival that came to town, like, they ran out of, like, all their supplies, like, ran out of water because they were like, fuck this festival. We don't support it. And then, they like, the town, like,
they
was...
made some money on it.
A lot of these dudes that I knew that went, I mean, they're all from Austin, too, so they didn't have any problems. Like, they all... knew each other. They were just partying the whole time. So it was great. So,
But I guess it was like some people were considered like instead of Burning Man, they called it Burn It Man.
Ah, good.
But
did you
guys
hear about anybody like being any tourists coming that came to town like getting all upset because it wasn't the shit?
We had a crap load of old people came in for the eclipse.
And they were like, "What the hell is that?"
Honestly, no,
they
were all really sweet. Yeah.
I think the people that just an excuse to come to Austin.
They kind of expected it, I feel like. Yeah. They were just like, well, we're here.
Well,
if I did that, I'd be like, God damn it, dude. I picked the wrong place to do this.
This dude literally told me, well, I'll see you in South America in 2025. And I'm like, what the fuck in the hell?
Well, because, I heard in, like, Australia is having one, too.
Yeah, they already know the next eclipse. They go to each one. So it's not a big deal. If they see
if you're spending $2,000 on a ticket to Austin, You're fine.
You'll find a way to have fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, to see an eclipse, dude. Like, damn. I will say it looked pretty dope. Like, the sun, the little corona around the moon.
But because of the clouds, we didn't get any shadow ribbons.
I don't know what that is.
No one does. There's no...
What the...
There's no scientific...
You just said to look out for it.
I was reading about them.
You can take, like, a colander, and the shadow from the holes in the colander will be, like, a little moon shape.
Like last year when
but
they
I guess
did it in the
yeah.
trees.
But
yeah.
I guess the full eclipse, like when the whole thing is like whatever, like there's these weird ass like ribbons of like shadows that break off of it.
Yeah, the corona.
But we didn't get that because we had the clouds. Kind of hurt my heart, man.
We could have been in like what, Indiana or something? There's a couple other places where the eclipse like was going.
You Uvalde?
No, it was cloudy there too, I'm sure, dude. I'm talking about like Midwest. It went from here to like
so you're talking like what
like Michigan, Ohio.
Like Tyler, Texas?
No, oh my God.
What's the Midwest?
Anyway.
Fort Worth?
You so dumb.
As far as I go, Fort Worth. Stockyard eclipse.
Yeah, we know.
You don't go beyond Austin, I thought.
I'm considering going to Lake Branson. You know how I feel about Lake Branson? I'm getting a little older now and going to Branson, Missouri.
Oh.
This guy's got an appeal to me right now. All right, my people.
I thought you're going to Buda to go see, what's that, the mariachi band?
Metalachi.
I might go to Kyle for the Kyle Fest. Isn't
Kyle
that going on again
Kyle
soon?
Fest?
Oh, you used to
for the Kyles?
Yeah.
You're going to go see a bunch of Kyles.
I think it would be a good time,
in Kyle?
Honestly.
Yeah, fuck that.
Trevor Wallace was there last year.
He's not a Kyle.
I know, but he was
but he is as an alternate character.
Oh, he plays a character.
He plays a Kyle on TV.
I guess that counts.
Oh, man, I love it. And sorry, Metalachi is cooler than the Kyle Fest.
Topics.
The Metallica.
Topics. Topics.
Were those not topics?
Mariachi? Well, I guess, I don't know. We're just
I don't know.
Changing topics or something.
Ruben's ranting.
The eclipse was a big deal. We were all eclipse crazy.
Well, yeah, that was a topic, but we're just changing topics.
We were eclipse crazy, but we got less enthusiastic.
I just want to throw a couple notes out about the podcast. I just want to say congratulations to us. We got the Staple episode out before Staple. That was really. I like the way that worked. That looks
okay.
Good.
All right, thank you.
Why do you think I got him on, dude?
Yeah.
It was a good time. It was a real good time.
I was
there.
Proud. I was very proud.
I didn't see any of y'all at Honk. I was a little disappointed.
What the hell is that?
It's like a white people old thing where they like walk around with
adult
like
marching bands.
Oh, get out of here, dude. I already have friends that are in like a brass band.
Yes, but it is.
Think about how many times I go see them, dude.
Oh, man. They should have been out there.
Just go to New Orleans. Shit. Just like on the street. Like, are they homeless or are they in a band?
That's Austin.
They just grew up.
No, brass bands.
Not a brass band, but
like homeless brass bands.
It's just like friends from high school that still play, right?
Yeah, that's all it is.
Yeah, it's just like, yeah, nerds.
Okay, thank you, dude.
Yeah.
We don't fuck with those.
Yeah, probably watching X-Men 99.
X-Men 97 was the emotional episode of the fucking year. It was probably the best 30 minutes
of
TV I've ever seen.
It's not. It's not an episode.
It's a cartoon.
You mean the finale?
No, it is not. It's the fourth episode of the year.
So it's the 97th episode
of
X-Men?
Everybody. The internet is going breaking right now because
I've heard a lot of criticism on this.
What happened?
Shit, it's so fucking
Well, Wolverine
good.
Got a job at Benihana.
I hear it's too leaning too into like.
And then Gambit is by like.
Man, we got to pull the troops out of the Gaza right now, man.
Is he like sober curious or something or bi curious?
No, he's not bi curious. He's poly.
Does the situationship bleach his hair so he won't find another situationship? That's a banner from Breakfast.
I don't even know what that means.
I was watching the new episode before I got.
Oh, so you're gonna make fun of me for X-Men 97 while y'all are watching The Villa?
Okay, but you're obsessed,
the Valley,
dude.
Actually.
They're
obsessed.
All over there dressed like fucking French fucking pompadours.
We don't take ourselves seriously.
I don't even watch X-Men 97.
And this is real life,
X-Men.
Dude.
So good.
X-Men is
I'm done.
Nonsense.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
You don't even want to. Yeah. I'm going to tell you right now, don't do it because you will cry tears.
I am not going to cry during
Did
one.
Did you cry?
When Mr. Sinister,
I didn't see the other 90.
The shadows, like, what the fuck?
I don't think I've seen the other 96 episodes, so I got to catch up.
1997.
96 series.
Oh, I thought it was the 97th episode.
Topics.
Oh, so. I was like, which topic?
Which
topic was that?
He's just talking about pop culture, his crying over cartoons.
Topics.
He has a kid that doesn't even watch that.
Well, because it's an emotional roller coaster. I don't want him to cry.
I wanted to ask y'all a question.
You like cigarettes at
you.
Have
you guys been seeing a lot of crashes and or broken down vehicles on the roads? Like highways specifically in Austin recently?
There's always a million wrecks in this damn town.
But do you think it's gone up at all? Because
yes.
I feel like I've been seeing it like crazy the past like.
People are driving like maniacs of late.
Like crazy.
Fucking insane.
I don't understand what's going on.
Every day I'm on the news and all it is like fatality on 71, fatality on 183, fatality on 35. 183
is expected.
Well, it's because all those Teslas and they're too busy jacking off while they're driving.
Yeah.
Those big ass screens with their goggles on.
Yeah, they play games.
You know what, man? I think
driving.
The Cybertruck looks good.
Have you seen the red one?
Yeah.
I've seen
no.
people like paint them different colors. Honestly,
no, I've always seen the same
multi-colors
one.
Multicolors look kind of cool.
Fucking Cybertrucks, man. I love it.
Just dumb.
They look like X-Men 97 cars.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't Spider-Man die this?
Stop it.
By
Spider-Man's
Tesla.
Not an X-Men.
What? What about so Secret Wars?
There's a teaser for Into the Spider-Verse.
In X-Men 97?
No, but they're going to make it so it's like something where like Peter Parker Spider-Man's going to take over.
Oh,
what
yes.
What do you think about that?
Oh, really? It's like the Secret
what
Wars, right?
Look.
And then Darth Vader's showing up, right?
I'm not even going to...
I heard Darth Vader's going to be in the next X-Men.
Yeah, Doctor Doom's going to be there too, dude.
Crossover.
Yeah. This is where the money goes.
And then Bluey shows up.
Bluey, I was just thinking Bluey. I know.
None of y'all watch Bluey, and I'm not going to sit here and have any disparaging comments about Bluey, that poor Australian.
I'm not disparaging Bluey.
We like Bluey.
Those healers.
We
H-E-E-L-E-R-S, healers.
Huh?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, what is it? Were you talking about your topic and I just wasn't listening?
I have no idea anymore.
That attacked you?
Everybody. No, you're talking about the wrecks. The
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fatalities on the road that are happening right now. And I agree with you. There's been a lot of this.
Yeah, a lot of, like, a lot of times I feel like I've had to, like, get out of the way of ambulances or I've been in a ride and they've had, like, having to avoid. Or a fire truck. And people are, like, getting, like, more stupid about it. I feel like they just.
They
freak
just keep
out.
They're
like, I can't go into the intersection. It's like,
Springdale.
Yeah, but if you're blocking the truck, then get out of the way.
Springdale,
like,
where Joey lives?
Oh, yeah.
I
dude.
Think a pedestrian gets hit on that corner every fucking day.
Hit on, more like it. Hey, girl.
It is that part of airport over there.
Yeah, that's definitely
hanging
that
out of his Springdale. Best
that's where I was at for the eclipse on that. We got a new sidewalk, and it's wild.
Oh, my God. They don't like using it, though.
Joey
everyone's
just
in the street.
They're snapping his fingers.
Yeah.
Just looking at his airbag. Hey, hey, ladies.
Yeah, we're like high-waisted pants and like a pompadour.
You dressing like fucking Vanderpump fucking Villa now?
No.
He gets
Tom
ways.
Tom? Or which one? Which? Oh, you're talking about Tom?
I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't watch that stuff.
He does kind of have a villain.
That stuff.
Well,
what
he's
are
a
you
villain.
Trying to say, Ruben?
Vanderpump?
Yeah.
Of the group.
Vanderpump yeah. What?
You.
I am not the Tom Sandoval of the group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He totally is. Look at him.
Oh, did you watch Vanderpump Rules, that last episode where he does, like, the yell orgasm thing?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good. That was good TV.
I just love how ridiculous. He's really leaning into how ridiculous he is, you know?
I clipped it, remember?
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
You won't see Wolverine.
Yeah, he won't
doing
do that,
that shit.
No.
Thank God.
Wolverine's not man enough for a yell
yeah.
orgasm.
First he wears a lot
Wolverine
of fingernail polish,
Canadian.
Too.
Hugh Jackman in Deadpool 3 is going to be better than all of X-Men 97, I'm just saying.
I'm going to tell you right now.
Topic.
You're fucking
topic.
Up. Fucking
topic. Yeah, what is this, a nerd episode? Shit.
Well, come up with a topic then, tough guy.
I feel like it's going to be called Attacking Ruben.
Oh, yeah. So breaking news.
Motocross GP is coming to town this weekend. They're having the MotoGP,
yeah.
The Build Your Own Bike Show.
It's not a Build Your Own Bike Show.
The Custom Bike Show?
It's
like Build-A-Bear?
Hand-built.
Yes.
It's at Kinda Tropical this year.
Oh.
Used to be over at the place behind.
Not Tropical.
I don't even know what it's called. Fair Market.
Okay.
They're having the Kinda Chops.
Yeah, Fair Market sucks, dude.
Fair Market sucks.
Yeah, I heard Pepper Pitt's going to be there.
Pepper Pig's not
I miss Tops.
I heard.
Tops.
You remember Tops?
You talking about Top Dogs?
No.
No.
Fair Market used to be like this warehouse called Tops where you could buy used office equipment.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's a long time ago.
You could get like five
that
chairs for like
for
$1.50.
Yeah, chairs by the dozen.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You ever go to that UT?
Yes,
oh,
I have been,
I need to
I
go
have
there,
been there.
I do need to go
yeah.
there. They, maybe we should get them on the show.
Yeah, yeah. Or maybe we can get one of your X-Men on the show.
Oh yeah. Which one would you rather? Which one X-Men?
We can't
you
get
have,
Night.
One
we can't get Nightcrawler on because
X-Men
he's.
Am I?
Yeah. Let's play this.
Tell us all which
yeah.
one.
Yeah. What X-Mans do you like?
First of all, none of y'all have any powers or audacity or. Just the virility of an
I
X-Men.
Think we don't hold the personality of
I
X-Men
think Mary has
woman.
Some powers. I think she's my vote for Mary
she has
is
the power of persuasion.
She's
I'm
that
have y'all mock
she's that
X-Men
one that's
today.
Like naked in the movies. No offense. Whoa. No. Magneto.
She's not Magneto. There is no Magneto.
Magneto, you're Magneto.
She
she's
has
not
a magnetic personality. Whoa. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Even?
And she's hot. And Mary's hot.
So we have
and
no topics.
No, I got topics.
I got topics.
Tell your story.
Okay, so.
Get me out of the heat.
I had a really rough day yesterday, so I was like, I'm going to schedule a massage.
Okay.
So I
Where at? Over here?
You'll see.
Oh, okay. Oh, sorry.
You went to the happy.
No. Let me.
Happy ending?
No. There was this place I had gone to before that was an Asian massage place. Not a happy ending, okay. But like a really good like full body massage.
Gotcha.
And I was like trying to find that place. I couldn't find it, so I found another place. So I go and it's in that weird office park that's behind the Goodwill Half Price Books.
Oh, okay. You're over on.
Oh, yeah. That okay. Weird. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I go
by
to
the
door
dog hotel?
And it says massage and antiques, which I was like, ooh, okay. All right.
So was it a game room?
No.
Okay. Did
there
you say
is
gay?
A game room over there.
I know. I've seen it.
Did you say gay room or game room?
Game room.
Okay.
So then I tried to open the door. It's locked. I'm like, oh, they're probably like with a client or whatever. They lock the doors. Then this guy comes out and he has me sit on a couch and wait. And I guess the massage therapist was running late.
It's typical.
So anyways,
gonna, you get kidnapped?
I could have gotten sex trafficked. No,
damn.
Actually, this place is, I highly recommend it. Okay, this massage,
good.
This woman, her name is Amy.
Okay.
She touched me in places, not sexually.
Okay.
She did not touch any sexual organs,
okay.
But she got pretty close.
Oh.
Well, I heard it, like, there's certain
she
ways to touch
like
a foot.
This, like,
what is
I
she
got,
doing there?
She got to massage this, so, like, it helps my kidney or something.
What?
Yeah.
Ooh, I got some bad kid.
My ass was
you.
Out, and she was just, like, pounding on my ass and, like.
Pounding on your ass?
Yes. And then she, at the end, she stood on the table and was, like, stretching my body. And
whoa.
It was crazy.
And then
and
she
I
tipped you afterwards, right?
I tipped her fat. I was like, this is the best massage of my
oof.
Life. I feel
damn.
Amazing.
You fell
okay.
in love?
With Amy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds like you guys had an instant connection.
Yeah. Well.
Wow.
I guess
you know.
How'd you even get
I like
the
a
appointment?
Woman
did you have to like knock
hand.
On the door like three times or what was going on? You
I
know?
Made the appointment online.
Ooh.
While I was at Sour Duck last night
nice.
By myself.
I didn't get the message till late.
It's okay. I just wanted a $6 Paloma.
My kid had the phone. You know my child.
But yeah, anyways, this place is called Tai Chi Deep.
Tai Chi Deep?
Ooh.
Yes.
That sounds nasty.
Well, oh, the part I forgot is
the deep massage.
When I was waiting on the
deep
couch,
tissue.
She came out and her phone was like plugged in and it was ringing.
Uh-huh.
And she answered the phone and it was like a potential client. And he was like, "How late are you open?" And she was like, "We're open until 8." And he was like, "Okay, do you have showers there?" And she goes, "No, this is a professional massage."
That's I think that's probably the worst part of like having
yeah.
that job is so many people.
Especially if you like,
yeah.
Especially if you're Asian.
Because we had a friend that worked at Cheesecake with us, and she became like a massage therapist,
yeah.
and then she got tons of that stuff. Where it's just
that's
like
yeah.
people always hitting her up, be like, "Hey, can you
rub
me out?
Down, yeah.
Rub me
yeah,
off."
Yeah, my Shannon's got a friend who's a massage therapist up in North Austin, and like one out of every five dudes gets a massage from her is always trying to like.
That sucks.
Throw the.
I know. I wanted to tell her. I was
cash.
Like, you should just only accept female clients.
Yeah.
That's true too.
Non-binary, transgender, but no cis.
Damn! Don't.
Yeah,
don't.
No ruin.
Yeah, I'm about to call her. I gotta ruin everybody.
I
want to
try this massage.
Say.
I never gotten.
I got a bad shoulder,
like
and I got my eye. You know, my kidneys.
Oh, she massaged my face too.
Whoa!
I felt like I looked prettier afterwards.
I feel that.
Something's working
I
for
tried.
You. Ooh,
girl.
Well, Joey, you
that
got
was
a topic?
Topics right there.
Yeah, so we got Staple going on this weekend.
Yeah.
Yay, Staple!
Which they're one of the food trucks they're having there is KG Barbecue.
There you go.
Which is like huge. It's been featured on like, like what
food
is it? Food
magazine?
Like food magazine?
Egyptian?
I'm trying to think of the one like
yeah.
the Austin
Network? Austin food Monthly.
No, it's like they. I don't know. They're big. They're
Coco
r/AustinFood.
Yeah.
Were they on Coco? Reddit? Taste of Coco?
Oh, Coco's canceled, bro. You can't even
yeah,
speak
dude.
Her name.
Yeah, dude. Come on.
Coco?
She don't tip.
But yeah, Staples going on, and then at Good Dad Studios,
yeah,
this second Saturday. Over 100 artists.
Oh, yeah,
but that's happening again.
Hmm? Yeah, we're doing it every month.
Be out here in the studio, in the hallway, in the building.
Hell yeah!
Around.
A lot of cool art, and then I think Soats goes on for 1 to 4 on Saturday, which is a fun thing to do, mm-hmm. family friendly.
Yeah,
maybe after Staples.
And then I think there's an event going on from 4 to 6 too, like an art show thing.
Is there gonna be cold beverages?
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah!
Are you gonna be
always sponsored?
No,
he's going to Portland.
I'm going to Portland.
Oh, yeah, he won't be here.
Well, my flight's at 6, so I may be here for like a second.
Okay.
He's gonna not be here.
Probably not.
You shouldn't be. You shouldn't come here before your flight. What are you
talking about? I'm leaving.
Long distance love is the best.
On a jet plane.
It's just like you're on vacation.
I don't know when I'll be back again.
When you're ready for some alone time, you just go home.
Well, for her, I'm sure it feels great too. Like for the opposite person.
Just for that embrace at the airport, y'all do. I just I wish I was there to see that.
I know. I told her this time. I think she's bringing a balloon.
Oh.
I said I want like
teddy bear.
No, I don't want a teddy bear.
Not
I
a
want
animal person.
So you
no,
do want
I'm
a teddy bear.
No, I don't. I said a balloon. I wanted to say it's a boy or
Lego
get well.
Set?
No.
It's a boy.
I told you. Balloons. And I wanted to say it's a boy. Or
she has
get
no children, right?
Or get well soon. She has a chunky dog.
It's got to be get well
little
soon.
Little chihuahua
soon.
Dog.
That ooh. Fit a little bit better.
Why yeah, because you're mentally ill.
And I bought some new shoes. They're the Vans, just the Van Checkers.
Yeah, y'all
and
both look
we're
like
matching.
New shoes.
She had fans.
So you're gonna leave the hey dudes at home.
These are my slippers.
Yeah, y'all shoes are both ripping. And Ruben,
well,
yours look
I
like a color. It looks like it
right
came
now.
Like dyed
no,
that
those
color.
Are, those are your lawn mowing shoes.
I work tonight. I work tonight, and so these are my.
Those are his slippers.
Those
his
are my slip-ons because
snuggling with the kitty.
Yeah, yeah, like yeah, that's why I'm wearing
just
shorts
some
and
catnappers right there. I hear
some
it.
Some catnappers right there. Okay.
And then next topic, I think Moon Tower.
Oh yeah,
is
Moon
this
Tower
weekend?
Comedy is this weekend next week.
Yeah.
2 weeks of it, I think.
Yeah, and the next week.
None yep. of us
yeah,
are so going because we can't.
Sunset
it.
Strip just celebrated their year
we
anniversary.
I might go to a show, but we'll see.
There's one going on tonight at Sunset Strip.
Well,
it's Cam's
one
birthday
looks
party.
Like it sucks, dude.
Well, Cam Patterson's like one of the biggest comedians
I'm just
right now. So
Cam is blowing up.
He was on Whiskey Ginger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
dude, he
Austin
did a
Comedy
clip
Scene
where
Live.
He dapped up Tucker Carlson, and I don't fuck with that, dude.
That shit was hilarious.
That was not funny at all, and you should take that back.
Are you doing like a William Montgomery person right
now? I just saw that today.
He's like, my grandma fucking hates you. And he's like, nah, she doesn't. He's like, nah, she does. Like, I like rocks.
And he said he had a wig on.
Well, my mom loves him,
yep.
So what? I'm
just Tucker?
Yeah, my mom loves Tucker, dude.
My
She's
God.
A mom.
It's like my mom constantly has the news on, but never knows what's going on in the world.
Dude, my mom DVRs that shit, so she'll like go back and replay what they just said, so she can talk about it again.
Oh
or
my
when
God.
I was well, no, when I was
like,
there for Easter,
did she watch Fox News?
Oh yeah, so
I was there for Easter, and I watched the same news story.
Yeah, because it cycles
throughout,
back over.
Yeah,
it.
Throughout
yeah.
the day, and I go, Mom,
There's
what do you think of this?
So
and she's
news.
Like, she didn't even like know what's going on. I was like,
yeah,
you had it on. Came on like 3 times today, and you still.
You're like,
what are you doing?
I don't know. News is crazy.
Yeah. I was like, "How's that festival in Burnet?" There's a festival in Burnet.
That's what Sleepy Joe said.
Well, they don't have that on Fox News. That's more like KXAN local. Maybe
she
Fox
watches
7.
That too. She watches
the festival in Burnet.
Well, I know. Yep. And hey, every local grandma
Burnet,
in Central Texas watches their local cable stations.
Well, that's who watches the news. Is boomers.
Demographic, dude.
First of all, we like to know what's going on.
Yeah, stop putting yourself in that demographic. Dude.
Yeah, you're watching cartoons, dude.
Yeah,
if X-Men was
like
hosting it, you'd know what the weather is.
You gotta diversify your watching. You know,
I like when we came in, you're like, it's cold outside.
Stop acting like you went to bed the night before the eclipse and expected clouds.
It was cold this morning.
It was cold, huh?
I was hoping
it's getting colder.
Didn't even know that there was going to be clouds on the eclipse.
I was all, it's cloudy.
He didn't even know it was
the
eclipse.
Of meatballs, you know what I'm talking about? We'll see you soon. The sequel was better.
Cloudy?
With a Chance of Meatballs.
Oh, my God.
Next topic.
What else is happening in Austin? Anything? Y'all
know? We can't afford
There's
anything.
A lot of going on. We already.
Well, we that other than the topics we covered. That's what I'm talking about. No.
Busty's opened up.
I went there.
Nothing worse than a fake restaurant.
It's not a restaurant.
Oh,
I know, but it's pretended to be a restaurant, which is the worst kind of restaurant.
Have y'all been watching Top Chef, the new season in Wisconsin?
We're not watching Top Chef, you fucking housewife.
There's a couple people from Austin.
Who's on there?
Oh, really?
They're going to end up like beating their wife in front of everybody, like every other cook in Austin.
Yeah, but that's real, dude.
Oh, my bad.
That's real life. It's not cartoons.
I forget the guy's name, but I forget what. He's like the owner of a.
Wow. Okay, hey, look.
What, you got news?
Well, quick round. I got some cool topics. Man confronted officers with weapon before he was shot in Southwest Austin 7 hours ago. That's pretty crazy. What happened?
Okay.
It's a little dark.
And that was topics.
That happened on West William Cannon.
That's why we're probably late, because traffic was bad because of that.
Oh, did you see that mom is suing Lake Travis?
For the peanuts.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, shit, that's, like, kind of a big deal. I don't
it
know
is
if
a big deal.
Can die.
For them to be like, that's not bullying, is, like...
That allergy's a fucking...
That was, like, a storyline on Freaks and Geeks.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's also, like, the premise of the movie Bottoms.
Ooh.
And that's also an episode of X-Men 97.
Another important topic.
Yes.
Guess what new day we can celebrate in Austin now.
45th and...
In Lamar Chili's Day. Yes, they did. They finally
the 4-5, April 5th.
That was a couple days ago, but I can't remember. I think it was like
all you
funny
assholes.
That it's like close to 4:20, but it's not 4:20.
Well, I guess April like fans of the show. How I found out was fans of the show like sent that to the page.
Well,
the Chili's one. That's how I reposted it because.
I saw it. I think on Reddit, and I thought it was fake at first. I was like, "This isn't real. This is too good to be true."
Yeah. Is this real life?
Austin's
apparently, good. There's also a serial tire slasher in.
Oh, I heard about this.
And going around Austin neighborhoods.
It's in still a certain neighborhood.
And they said that it's yeah. Let me see.
Skinner. I want Skinner to be in the O'Henry pun off.
It didn't say what neighborhood.
Because he's a punster.
But
he really is.
But that's interesting. That was the first I heard of that. They also, have you guys heard about the walking pedestrian bridge they're trying to? I don't know if they approved it. But
they did approve it.
The Christopher walking pedestrian bridge?
Walking Dead?
Hey, I'm walking here.
The Walking Dead?
It's called the Wishbone Bridge over Lady Bird Lake.
Named after the dog.
It's like, yeah.
Lady Bird.
I think it's a cool idea.
Come
it's
get
like
your
right
din din.
Auditorium Shores and the South First Bridge, so you could just walk from that little, like, island thing on the
Yeah,
trail
that's cute.
Straight to there, to Auditorium Shores or
It looks
downtown.
Like a fidget spinner.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but it's like, I don't know.
What's wrong with
that?
I like fidget spinners.
It's like the middle of a peace symbol, you know?
Oh.
Mercedes-Benz.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
Right.
I feel like they've been doing a lot of cool things with the trail.
So,
of, like, different
a lot of people.
Stuff the
yeah, like the murders?
The new troll. The new troll.
Like the
guy,
new.
Like Peace Park. Have you seen the troll?
Yes, I have seen the troll. The troll is.
Yeah, he owes me money.
Recycled materials. Not that troll is under the bridge selling weed.
There's two of them. So, there's one troll that's a dude. There's a female troll.
Whoa, don't gender my trolls, dude.
Have you heard about people who are mad?
Yeah.
Certain all trolls were non-binary.
Yeah, I thought trolls
are
non-binary.
Some of us
are
mad about the trolls because they went to get this Norwegian artist $100,000 for the trolls.
Hey, but
instead of hiring
local.
Instead of hiring local artists who are sitting here suffering. My friend Courtney could have made a metal troll. Courtney, metal troll.
I could have made a cat troll.
I'm just saying, what's the difference in between paying $100,000 for a Norwegian artist to do a project that he's doing in multiple cities, multiple countries around the world, and we get to be included, or give a bunch of money. Like
it's called selling out,
give
dude.
Too much money to like a local artist to do like a troll in the forest.
Yeah, why don't we get a Trump statue over at it?
I like local artists, but like, you know, that's a cool.
It doesn't sound like it.
It doesn't sound like it's a part of the scene.
Why don't you go? Why don't you go back to where you came from?
Just think
Westlake.
Westlake.
What if they said we want to put the eyes of Texas all over?
Hey, we would never put one of those trolls in Westlake.
You're like, man,
you support Waterburger vending machines too.
Hits the trolls.
Oh, I want him. I want him to do it. That'd be so dope.
He already got Casulo. Did you see that shit? It's too soon, man.
It's like I love how when like a spray tagger goes and like hits place that's
fucking
like
spots.
Been big on the news. They'll like do a bunch of huge tags, but like it's like, dude, they're not gonna come back and recover the location.
No,
so
it's
like
over.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah,
I get this for like I was like I was here afterwards.
Dude, they that one corner by Violet Crown, that building they painted black every fucking month.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Every week it's fucking covered in 1,000 tags.
Well,
it's
right now they're
black again.
Tag report, they're hitting up Uptown.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
a
really?
Bunch, yeah. They're like hitting that wall a bunch. Like,
I wonder why.
Because that's, well, because that used to just be a tag spot. And so they're kind of just like they're wanting to take it back. Because they're like,
I grew up with that spot full.
The street guy is like, don't like Franklin, you know?
Yeah. I
can see why.
Well, yeah. It's East 12th Street, bro. It's like, people are like, no, it's, it got voted like, oh, that's like one of the coolest streets
you see
in America.
That?
It's
East
like
11th Street.
East 11th.
Oh, East 11th. Or whatever.
The coolest
it's like
streets in America. Like
dude,
obviously, y'all haven't been around this country.
That's
enough,
where my Pilates studio is.
Stop. I mean, there's some cool stuff there. I'll give them that. But, like, it's
do you
not
wear the
a
sticky
nice
socks?
Road.
Uh-huh.
It's not like
right.
the nicest
you got
road
the
in town. Yeah.
Where's Tall Dan's
spin
class?
It's probably on that street,
grit.
Too.
They said Fent class.
It was a grit.
To plug Club Pilates on Caesar? Is that, I'm surprised that place is fucking open. That Pilates place?
I haven't even seen that place on Caesar.
It's like right by where y'all are.
Black Swan?
It's on Fifth.
Oh, Black Swan.
Oh, you're talking
that's
about Black
whatever.
Swan.
Oh, that. I am thinking that.
Club
is
Pilates is on Fifth. I go there also.
But that, yeah, Black Swan. That place, I can't believe that.
I don't
place
go to Black there. Swan because that's heated yoga, and I did it once.
Heated?
I'm fighting for my life.
It's hot yoga and
yes.
Man, they got it like a sauna in that place, fool.
Dude, and then you walk outside, and some guy's like, "Ah, $5." You're like, "Fool,
I'm a mess right now, you motherfucker."
Just like a drenched, like $5 bill, and they almost goes like, "No thanks."
Pass.
Like, yeah. Keep your sweaty money.
Yeah, I don't want. Why is it wet? Oh, that's.
Damn.
Oh man, that's a good topic.
Well, those are my topics. My quick.
Enjoyed
shot
it.
Topics.
That was a nice topic.
Cool topics. Yeah.
You got more? I thought you had more.
I had a lot of topics, dude.
Okay, so I guess we're going to go back to Attacking Reuben.
Yeah. So I guess what is your favorite X-Men character?
So X-Men 97 came out.
No, he can't turn
the cartoon happened in the 90s, right? Late 90s, early zeros. It'd been gone.
And like 97, right?
Forever.
Yeah, when I was a kid.
That's X-Men 92 is what they called it, basically. So X-Men 97.
I liked that show when I was growing up.
And, man, they're doing the best. They're doing the hits. The Trial of Magneto.
Okay.
Life, Death. Okay. The Gambit Magneto Rogue Love Triangle.
What?
With their Jubilee. It's all happening fast. Mm. And now they're doing the Mutant Massacre on Genosha. And it was a fucking
big time
emotional roller coaster for us American citizens.
You know
citizens.
What it is?
Uh oh.
It's like, this is a way for you to like emotional is to watch these cartoons.
Yeah, you're
you can
he's
like
done with therapy.
So you can watch a game and you get emotional about that.
I
like,
disagree with this.
You know, you're gonna say the ref.
So
the
back
call.
In the 80s and 90s, everybody was
you
watching
emotional.
Like Young and the Restless or Brave. You know, All My Children. But men, we had comic books and wrestling. And that was our soap operas. Okay.
No, I had tits. That's what I was sucking on him. I was a baby. I was sucking on him. I was a baby.
You breastfed bastard.
Like I feel like the guys.
No wonder your childhood was so bad. You're like 9 years old.
My mom. That's what she apologized on Monday.
The guys
about.
You're describing watch football on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and not cartoons on Wednesdays and Fridays.
Cartoons don't come out on Sunday.
Whatever day they come out, cartoons I wouldn't even came know because I don't watch cartoons like a little kid, dude.
Saturday morning cartoons, football on Sunday.
I have a question for you. Are you in therapy?
No, I canceled it.
This is therapy.
Why?
She only could see me Friday at 3 o'clock, and Rue gets out of school at 3 o'clock, and I'm always picking up Rue because Shannon's getting stuck somewhere. So it's just like, is this too much? It was too much.
That was the only time she could see you?
Yeah.
Damn.
And I was just like, I can't do this. And then she was like, well.
And then he started watching X-Men 97.
And then it's been a roller coaster ever since. It is so good. So Jean Grey had she was cloned. And Cyclops didn't know when he had a kid with a clone, which is actually the real storyline of Cable's birth.
What the hell?
So Cable is.
But what the hell? This is in the kid show?
They did this in the comic book.
They
fucked? Cartoon. Yes, so like Cable's back from the future, and he's the
son
of. But
I heard their asses in his plump, right? Like their butts aren't big in this. Like the 92 one, they had like fat asses, and they like kind of shaved their asses back a little bit. So they're like,
so it's not believable.
Yeah. I think asses are fatter now than they were in 92.
For sure, yeah. We
Pilates.
Gentrified asses.
Because asses are back, baby.
Yeah.
You know, and. It's not accurate.
Yeah, dude.
Have you even watched the new X-Men?
No.
I need you to watch it and then talk about the asses. Right now, I feel like you're not even really. I think there's plenty of ass still on
it.
Oh, you're talking about Wolverine's plump?
He's literally just saying, like, have you seen it? Because if you saw it, you wouldn't be talking about the asses. You wouldn't be questioning
well,
it. They're there.
Well, before the show, he was arguing with a 7-year-old at the playground about the show. So it's like, group, we got a podcast.
I wasn't arguing. We were talking about how emotional the episode was.
Oh, yeah.
Nightcrawler was on this episode, and we know we love Nightcrawler.
I love Nightcrawler.
That's what I'm talking about.
I mean, look, I could be in it. I'm like the emotional side.
I'm telling you.
This is the only way for him to show his emotions.
So they took the baby from Cyclops and took him to the future?
What? Wait, so it's Cable?
Yes.
Then just,
but
wait,
they
what?
But I never thought they'd do this in the cartoon.
So,
it's, and it's
Cable's
fucking
in the
awesome.
Cartoon?
No, the baby going to the future to become Cable.
Oh, so they haven't said it's Cable
Actually,
yet.
Cable came back
so
recently.
So it's on Cable?
We were still very close to getting
it's not
this
on yet. Cable. It's on streaming.
Cable's back.
Okay, that's pretty badass.
But his mom was like, oh, my God, you have brown eyes like my baby.
In modern media, they already brought Cable back. Josh
I know,
Brolin played
but this
Cable.
Is why 97 Cable. This is.
I like Josh Brolin's Cable.
First
dude.
Episode is the trial of Magneto, and we're talking like, what the fuck is going on?
Are you
the second episode.
Yeah, you're just like, wait, give me.
Y'all decided to make fun of me about X-Men, so I'm going to lean into it.
Yeah, right. I was trying to make this an Attack Reuben episode.
All the women just logged off, so.
Yeah.
Now
first
you can
of
tell
all
your secrets.
There's plenty of X-Men women out there.
Name some.
Find one.
Yeah, I know. We're waiting, Reuben.
Yeah.
I don't have to mansplain that.
Yeah,
cartoons are not just for boys.
Yeah, you need a nice woman to watch cartoons with.
Like
they're
that,
for boys and for pick-me girls.
Yeah, and for mommies.
What is a pick-me girl?
You know what a pick-me girl is.
You know what a mommy is.
Not a pig-me girl.
Is this like a place where you go to get an Asian massage?
Whoa.
Knock on the door?
No.
You're
showing
don't
your
dog on my Asian massage.
Yeah.
And do not dog on the Asian Thai massage.
Yeah, deep tissue. You could use a massage.
You couldn't even take a shower afterwards.
No.
It's
why
not that kind of place.
Why would you have to take a shower afterwards?
Yeah. She was like,
because she's feeling you with her dirty hands?
This is good for your lady parts. I was like, I believe you.
Yeah.
She said that.
Did you just say that on the microphone?
No. Talk about your X-Men. We're talking about deep
all of
tissue.
A sudden there's too much going on in this fucking. Did you get the hour and a half?
No, so I booked 45 minutes, but she gave me an extra 15 minutes because
damn.
She was running late.
She's so
ooh.
Nasty.
And then that extra 15 minutes turned into like 20.
She got dirty.
She got
into it. Yeah.
Did you cry? You liked it.
No.
Cry.
Why would she cry?
Tears of joy.
I kind of like a good elbow to the groin, you know?
She uses her elbow, too.
Oh, yeah. Deep.
You say elbow to the groin?
Yeah. It's like your groin is a big area.
Punch the face.
There's a lot of knotted area. You know, I'm...
Who's all knotted, bro? Tell me.
You know, you just...
Well...
How much was it?
I don't remember.
That's personal, dude.
Yeah, you dude. You don't ask how much a massage was.
I think I have the receipt. I think it was $120.
How much are you paying a month for Disney Plus, dude? That's not our business.
Yeah, bro.
I get it free with the
How many streaming websites do you subscribe to, huh?
You want to talk about the porn ban going on?
Oh,
what
yeah.
do you
Just for your X-Men 97?
No, I get Verizon gives me a bundle.
Don't give us the whole story. I was making
fun of you. I get a free bundle through Disney, through
That's
Verizon.
Good. That's good.
You know, if you were smart, you'd get the Hulu bundle.
I got the Hulu bundle.
Oh, get out
of
here.
It's part of Disney Hulu. Whatever, it's all
Don't take it seriously.
And this
when
segment
I'm
is sponsored by.
Actually, there's a really good show coming out of Hulu coming up, Under the Bridge. About a murder.
Gotta live under the bridge, dude.
It looks like a 14-year-old girl.
Riley Keough's in it.
Oh, that's that troll show, right?
Elvis's granddaughter.
Well,
you see Priscilla?
Yeah.
She's Priscilla's granddaughter.
No, I know. American Honey.
Well, maybe we could get on and tell the people about maybe some upcoming guests. Special merch that we're going to be having soon.
In 2 weeks, I got Travis going back to Eeyore's for the show.
Okay.
I'm not sure if y'all saw the Travis video I sent you.
We saw it.
That son of a bitch is ready.
Okay.
Yeah, he's trading lemons for earrings or something.
Oh, he's going to be on. A plethora of illegal activities.
Oh, hell yeah. Maybe some trades going on.
Be ready.
What if they canceled Eeyore's birthday? Do you think there would be a riot?
Dude, they ain't going to cancel that.
Can't cancel Eeyore.
Now that they put a troll in the forest, dude, they're not canceling.
That is so true.
Yeah.
$100,000 troll.
Yeah, dude. That's a badass troll.
Yeah, we're going to tag it up.
I hate that you hate this troll, dude. What did the troll do?
We all hate the troll.
I don't.
Why do
trolls
y'all hate
suck.
The troll? What did the troll do?
We want to buy local.
I want an armadillo.
Is this about your patriotism?
What?
Hey. Yeah. Is this because you hate foreign people?
I love the X-Men.
Ever since 9/11.
Yeah. Did you forget?
I can't forget. I'm too old. I'm a boomer. I remember Vietnam.
Get out of here.
This is crazy times.
War,
Were you like two?
It was, man.
He was in it. He was in the shit.
Have you ever listened to the podcast, The Mystery Show?
No, ma'am.
Anybody? Mm-hmm. It's from like 2015. And it's like this girl makes up mysteries to solve. And one of them is that she saw someone with a vanity plate that said, I love 9/11. And she like... She saw it like 9 years ago, and she's like still thinking about it. And she tracks the person down.
That's
wild. I know why they love 9/11. It's pretty
good.
What they say?
I can't tell you. You gotta listen to the show.
Yeah.
Man, you're like the worst. That's the story of. This is the whole point of our podcast: is to tell stories, not for you to be hanging.
No, that's not the point of our podcast.
I'll send you a link to it.
Okay, thank you.
Also,
about
the best episode of that show is called the.
I think the point of our podcast is culture, and talking about culture, and this is a. Culture.
We've been talking about X-Men 97. I know about culture.
That's culture. Yeah. So go check out this podcast.
So good, man. It's so
good. What about some upcoming guests, Ruben?
All right. Next week we have Blazer Tag himself, Mr. Blazer Tag, on the show.
What is his name?
Forgot his last name.
What's his
name?
Joe.
It's not Joe Ramirez. It's Joe.
Joe Blazer?
Martinez.
Not Martinez.
Oh. Damn,
it is Ramirez, dude.
It is Joe Ramirez.
Don't second guess yourself.
Okay. Remember when we were at 24 Diner and you ran into that girl that you knew and she was like, this is my boyfriend Blaze.
Damn. Like from Dodgeball?
What is that, about of a fucking movie?
He was like an American Gladiator.
What?
No,
oh, damn.
I was like, what?
That was so funny.
Blaze.
I'm going to have a kid named
Blaze.
Blaze
tag owner. I love that. I love.
And then we have the mayor elect.
She's not elected.
She's not the mayor elect.
Yeah.
She's going to be the mayor elect.
An electoral candidate for mayor.
Yeah.
Aspiring mayor elect.
Yeah. Running for mayor.
Running
for mayor.
Mayoral
candidate.
She's running for the
mayor
people.
Yeah.
The working people's
party. What's her name, Ruben?
Carmen.
What's her last name?
San Diego.
Shut
and
up.
Where is she at?
I can't believe you said that.
Where is she at?
I can't believe you said that.
Okay. Let's make a goal.
Okay. Oh, don't you dare put me on the spot.
Or like
y'all.
A.
None of y'all know the name either. Everybody going to call me out.
Where we know the names of our guests.
Yeah, we
should.
That should
be a goal. A 2024
goal. First and last,
goal.
First and last names.
Carmen Pulido.
Carmen Pulido. She'll
I apologize,
be on the
Carmen.
Show. I'm also locking in.
Live from the.
Hopefully
cenote.
A day with Mr. Art Guy that said he can only do mornings.
Yeah. Michael Sieben.
Michael Sieben.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
We
and he's the editor of Thrasher magazine, the skateboard magazine. And they recently just came out with their new magazine and they have a chapter on stickers.
Yeah.
It is Joe stickers. Ramirez. I was right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said don't second guess yourself. But we're gonna have him on the show soon. We just gotta figure out a day we could meet him and do a show in the morning.
Yeah, we could brunch. Maybe we could
do a little
brunch.
Brunch.
A little brunch.
I'll bring my waffle maker.
Yeah, we'll be here at the
there we go.
We can do it here at the
all right.
Studio.
Yeah.
We could
make blue waffles.
Will food dog?
What?
No,
for like for Earth
your
Day.
Dog? Your cat?
No, well, you put a little food color.
What do you want to have a lemon party too?
Yeah, trade lemons for. Oh, I got a pair of earrings for you.
Those are also going to be on the show. We're going to be looking at some
there.
Other cool guests coming up soon.
So we met Garfield for Memory this weekend.
What?
Oh.
She's really cool.
Yeah.
She's nice, okay. Yeah.
She was totally tote bagging. Got tote bags.
Tell people, can you tell people about Garfield from Memory?
Garfield from Memory is a Instagram, TikTok.
Well, not just that. She's
an
artist.
Artist who does, obviously, Garfield art.
Well, she finds a lot. So she finds a lot of, like, almost, like, old, like, thrift store art or statues, and she paints, like, if it's Jesus, she'll paint
Garfield
on it. If it's, like, an old painting of, like, a lighthouse, she'll paint it as Garfield.
Okay. Normal.
Also, she has a really good one of Garth Brooks.
Yeah,
oh,
and or she does too. She'll get like old records and paints Garfield on it too. Yeah.
Yes. So yeah, we met her. I got some stickers from her. Mary got a tote
you
bag.
Her on the show?
You got a tote?
My God.
Totes.
What do you guys think about having a?
Did your daughter give her a sticker?
Some other pod
yeah.
Hosts.
Did she like it?
Some other awesome pod hosts on the show. Should we just have some other awesome potters?
Sure. I guess. I mean.
I don't know. I'm just asking y'all.
We can. Yeah. We'll bring back Austin Hood Classics. It sounds like a good idea.
He doesn't do a pod. Maybe.
Robert Dean said he wants back on.
Well, and
he wants back on. I'm
the owners of Happy Cat Hotel and Spa.
Yes.
Said they would love to be on the show, too.
So we are big fans here of Happy Cat.
We are.
They're great. Yeah.
Also, I did a little test because I got some ink, but we're going to have some shirts coming in soon.
Ooh, merch.
We got to pick a color, guys. Black
and
or white.
Or both.
Or gray.
Austin Culture Club is sponsoring the Cenote 12-year anniversary party starring the Easy Band.
Oh,
April 27th.
Yep, I'll be bartending it as well.
Beep, 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 beep,
what do y'all
beep.
Think of this idea for the t-shirts? I got some puff print ink. So we could do a couple special editions.
Like puffy combs?
Like puff.
You don't
like
know
I
about
print
puff
it,
paint?
And then it when it dries,
up.
It puffs up.
Yeah.
It's like
so
puff pastries?
Gambit was wearing it in episode 5.
Okay.
So
there's only been 4 episodes
prints.
So far. 4 episodes.
I've already, yeah.
Can you imagine the 4th episode being so epic that the internet dropped?
What?
What are you talking about?
Sir.
Yes, I'm back.
But we'll do more. We'll do some regular print tees. We'll do some puff print tees. Let's set a goal by the end of the month.
Narrow
so
Haunts,
yeah,
if you're
some
out there,
some
we gotta talk X-Men.
There you go. Nick?
Yeah, Nick posted about it, too.
Maybe we'll get
yeah,
him
we'll
show.
Probably have for
maybe
sale.
Maybe we can have a little side show with Ruben and Nick where they just nerd out and talk about nerd stuff so he doesn't nerd out over here.
Yeah. Can we smoke in here?